Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,401. Laura Messick seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare centre, sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Shore Drive at the intersection of Shore Drive and Carvel Road within the Lakeshore subdivision. The 911 address is 22056 Shore Drive, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 331, Map 3, Parcel 8. Staff would note that this is an application for an increase in the number of children for between 6 and 12 children, and staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
22056 Shore Drive, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Thank you.
The question is, my current owner is the number 2.
Okay.
Is there an extra part that I'm missing?
No, she doesn't have variance questions.
Yeah, there's no variance questions. You just are special use exception.
Thank
yeah.
you. Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. I'm requesting to go from 6 children right now in my home daycare to 12. We ended up getting a lot more parents to enroll than we originally thought. And then to my surprise, we are expecting our own in March. So I need the variance to take my child, unless I'm going to kick one of our own already enrolled out, to be able to help our community as well. Okay. I have little pamphlets if you guys want them, or I didn't know what to bring.
I just have a couple of questions if you'd like, if you don't mind.
Just let's okay. Have the board ask their questions first.
Okay.
Question.
Mr. Carson.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Does you have a license?
I do, yes.
To run?
Yes.
Does increasing from 6 to 12 present a licensure problem for you?
No. Actually, we're in our pre-licensing phase. And so we only have a 6-month license right now, and they're going to be coming out at the end of this month to redo our license. So they said right now would be the perfect time for me to go from a level 1 to a level 2, which would increase my capacity to actually 9 children through the Office of Licensing. Since I can't be there full time from March to June, I would have to hire somebody, and that would create a workers' comp issue for us. So I would have to have 2 people there if we increase from 9 to 12 with Office of Licensing. So we'll only be actually going to 9 children until June.
What is the size of the structure?
Our actual daycare in the house. I'm not sure of the actual room size. I know that the fire marshal approved us for 11 children in that room specifically on our application, but then it said 12 further in.
Do you have that with you?
I do not have that with me. The Office of Licensing said they could only go by the maximum, so even if you guys approve at 12, because I still haven't gotten the corrected paper from the fire marshal, it would only still go up to 11. But
and I've got it. Hours of operation.
Yes.
How long have you operated for?
We just opened up October 7th.
And are you now just applying for the special use exemption?
Yes. Yes, because we currently have 6 kids right now in our care, one of which is already my 4-year-old. So 5 in total families that are outside. We haven't had any issues with our neighbors. I got like a little, we live on a dead end, so I have like a little doorbell thing at our driveway that alerts me when cars come by. And I haven't noticed, like between the weekends and the weekdays when I'm in business, I haven't noticed any increase because we have a lot of people down our road that also work and come home for lunches as well.
You back up to the water.
Yes.
Do you have a fence all the way around?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Do you have pictures that show that?
I don't have pictures on me. I left my phone in the car. But we couldn't actually start operating through Office of Licensing until we had the fence. We also had to remove our trampoline into a different area so that the kids couldn't see it and have, I want to say it was at least a 4-foot fence height to block from the water.
Did you get a building permit to put that up?
They were existing there. They were existing.
Okay.
It was my husband's grandparents' house.
Okay.
How did you find out you needed this exemption?
Trying to go through the Office of Licensing, I asked them about my own child and how that would work, and they told me that I had to file with zoning and planning to get the additional variance for the extra 6 children. Because it's not structurally, we're not doing anything. We have gates that open in the front yard. They're just manual, they're not electric. So we can contain the children in the front yard, and it's ample space. Where the front of the house is to the very front, I would say about 5 feet off the property line on the front, that's all gated in, and that's a free area for the kids to play in.
Is that a metal fence all the way around, like you got right here?
Yes. Oh, yes. I do have pictures of it. I'm sorry.
The fence that goes all the way around your whole property?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it actually comes off of the two sides as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you live there, too?
Yes.
You have plenty of room for parking and people coming in and out?
Yes, we have like the horseshoe driveway that's shown, and then my vehicle, I park right in front of the garage, and then I also have an assistant that helps me, and she parks right alongside of me, and my husband parks kind of in the side yard. That fence is recessed more further back on that side of the house.
So you already had it, been running, you just want to increase it now?
Yes, we've been running since October 7th. We're just trying to increase the capacity for my little one that's coming in March, and then we have a long wait list, which we can't accommodate everybody, but.
Okay. Do you ever have any plans of doing more than 12?
I can't. In my area, I can't. I'm definitely looking into commercial area in the area, but I don't have the funding right now to increase to that.
Are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
I don't know if you said it, but you haven't had any complaints since you've been open?
No, and on the back of one of my pages, my one next door neighbor that was home, she did sign saying that she has no issues, which the equipment, like the play equipment, the slide and stuff, is closer to her side of the house. The other family that's on the other side, they're back and forth from living in Wilmington with their daughter because the mother is frail and sick. But nobody has complained, and actually my neighbor across the street is on our waiting list as well.
So I just wanted to clarify, for what she's doing now does not require a special use exception because it'd be considered a home-based business. And I think there was a question, what are your hours of operation?
7 to 5:30.
And that'd be Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Closed on regular holidays.
So basically what you're saying is where she was at before that did not require a special use exemption.
Correct.
Now it does.
Because she's adding more children based on their county code, it would no longer fall into a home occupation. So she's here for the special use exception.
So then a home, how many are you allowed to have at home?
Six.
Six. Would any come to for any variance or anything?
Correct. No special use exception.
No special use exception.
That's a home occupation, but now she's going to have up to 9, or that's her request.
Yes.
And apparently the fire marshal will allow up to 7.
Yes.
So going over that 6 requires a special use exception.
So under that 6, fire marshal still be involved in it too?
Oh, absolutely. Child care licensing, all of it is involved. It just doesn't require, we consider that a home-based business per the zoning code.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application?
I'm the business partner.
Who? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Seeing none, no other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Would it be necessary Mr. Sharp, if they, if we approve the, if we made a motion to approve, that it be valid for a period of a certain amount of years, or is...
No, this is not one that's a temporary.
Doesn't need to be renewed.
So you're, but you're asking for 12?
Yes, ma'am.
And but you're up to 9?
Yes, I'll be going to 9. If I'm approved, I'll go up to 9 until June, and then I have to go through the fire marshal again. He'll have to do another inspection, I'm assuming, because it says 11 on my paper when he originally said 12, and I just missed that communication, because in the following papers it says 12, so I think it might just be a misprint, but I just want to clarify with him that it is 12. And that's, I have to get a couple more education credits to up, because it would be a difference between a level 2 and a large family after 9 kids. So I have, I think, 6 more education credits to get, and then I would be able to upgrade to the full 12 capacity.
Could we ask that that certification and the fire marshal certification be sent, a copy sent to the board
could put conditions that the approval is subject to the approval of the fire marshal and Office of Child Care Licensing, and that the applicant would submit that to the office when it's available. You could add that too.
And if there's a change in the type of licensing from the level 1 to the large, or level 2 to the large family, that could be provided to the planning office for the file.
Okay. So just update it as it goes through. Okay. Because I have the fire marshal and everything now, so I wouldn't have to get a new one. I could submit that current one.
So I think what they're thinking about is that if you go up to the 12, they want to make sure that you have the updated fire marshal information and child care licensing.
Okay, so submit that as I receive it.
Yes, okay. I believe that is what they're considering.
Okay.
Any approval of the board is valid for 2 years.
Okay.
So that gives you 2 years to kind of get your approvals in order.
Okay.
And then when you have those, you need to, if the board were inclined to include that as a condition,
okay,
they have that discretion, you would need to present that to the office.
Okay, thank you.
Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we approve case number 12401 for a special use exemption for a period of 2 years to increase capacity of a ceiling to 12 students. I believe that the request will not substantially and adversely affect the uses of the neighboring or adjacent properties, and would request that the supporting documentation from the fire marshal and any other approving agencies be included as received by the applicant and forwarded to the Planning and Zoning Office.
Dr. Carson, if I may, did you care to have the two-year limitation such that she would have to reapply in 2 years for another special use exception?
Does this special use exemption expire in 2 years?
It is not a temporary one, so...
I misunderstood. I thought you said that it was a two-year...
Any approval that the board issues, whether it's a variance or special use exception, is valid for up to 2 years. So that gives 2 years for the applicant to do with the property what they plan to do. But it's not a temporary one. It's just that's the approval. If they, like example, like we had a variance for a proposed shed, they have 2 years to build the shed. If they don't build the shed within 2 years, they lose that ability. Same thing with like a cell tower. So that's the same type of thing.
What I would like is for the special use to be permanent and for the 2 year window to exist for the approval documents to be submitted.
Okay, very good. We can make that as a condition that she would have 2 years from the date of the decision to submit any and all approvals from agencies that are appropriate.
Thank you.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reason.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote 5-0, your application is approved.